Carmen Q here with Mac Williamson. Mac, how's it going?
It's going wonderful. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So I want to kind of go back a ways, you know, back when you flew down with the team to San Diego and you found out you didn't make the roster. Were you surprised at all by that?
Not necessarily. I knew that Connor and Michael had made the team at that point, and I was extremely happy for them to get that opportunity. And I figured at that point the Giants were probably trying to trade me, or after I got hit in the hand, maybe they were going to put me on the injured list. I wasn't real sure. And I don't think they had made their minds up. So I went down there kind of with an open mind, didn't really know what was going to happen. And then when they told me I was getting DFA'd, it was a little disappointing, but it's part of the game, and I understood that. So, you know, at that point, it was just trying to figure out what was next.
And then when you didn't get claimed off waivers, what was going through your mind there?
Nothing in particular. Never been in that process, obviously, before. There's a lot of uncertainty that goes into that with the possibility of trading and the possibility of getting claimed. But I wasn't really surprised that I went unclaimed just because, you know, the season was approaching so quickly there. You know, everybody's pretty content with their rosters. They've had 6 weeks to figure out what they wanted to do on opening day. And obviously that stuff shuffles around for the first few weeks. But I wasn't surprised, and I was glad that they kind of were up front when I did clear about the opportunity that, you know, if I performed and I would get an opportunity, and obviously they were true to their word, so I'm very appreciative of that.
Yeah, right when it happened, did you ever think, hey, I might just give up on baseball and do something else, or was that never a thought that crossed your mind?
No, that's not something that's crossed my mind. I figured I would have an opportunity with someone somewhere. I've only been with the Giants, so I would have hoped that, you know, other teams in the past 7 years of pro baseball, that they would have seen some shining light in my abilities and given me an opportunity with them, even if it was a similar opportunity where I go to AAA and earn a spot. Or even overseas, I know that there's opportunities overseas potentially for guys to go over there and then come back later in their career. I know Thames did that, and obviously Case McGee, who was here for a little bit, did that. So there's opportunities in baseball. And, you know, I think that if you start getting too down on yourself, that's going to kind of reflect in your performance, and then you really will be done before you know it.
And then eventually you were back with the Rivercats, and you clearly made some adjustments, and you were just raking over there. What exactly did you change? Was it a rehaul, or was it just minor tweaks?
No, just a couple minor things. I really liked some of the things Mike Gerber was doing with his hand positioning and his setup. I still am trying to get to the same point at launch when I'm ready to swing, make a decision to swing. But I was having trouble getting to that point all spring and for the first few games there in Sacramento. And so I changed a few things up trying to get into better position come time to swing, and I think I was able to do that. My timing was better, my decision making was getting better, so that was something that kind of changed for me.
And I know you've been now kind of an advocate for moving the bullpen mounds a little bit. Obviously that's kind of where all this came from. Tell me a little bit about why that's so important to you.
I just think that there's a lot of effort put forth by the organization, by baseball as a whole. You know, our coaching staff, training staff, everybody puts a lot of effort into ensuring that we're as healthy and safe as possible. And bullpens are a necessity to the team, to every team. Those are part of the game. And, you know, you've seen other stadiums that have been around a long time, a lot longer than Oracle, and they found a way to incorporate it into their stadium. And I think at the end of the day, it's something that's an unnecessary risk for them to be out there. You know, I've said time and again, it's not just as easy as avoiding the mounds. They're pretty close to the field of play. And, you know, when you're trying to make a play, especially an important one like the one I was, you know, every out is important, but I felt like that out was extra important, big point in the game, turning point in the game. We're out there to get outs. And our job is to make the pitcher's job as easy as possible. You know, you're not going to strike everybody out, so pitch to contact, and we got to make the outs. So for me, it's just a matter of player safety. It's not a matter of changing the ballpark. You know, when and if they do move the mounds, the bullpen mounds, it may not change dimensions at all. If they opt not to put it in Triple's Alley, I don't know where a good option is. It may not be a good option, but they'll find a place. And like I said yesterday on KMBR, I think that as good of a job as they've done designing this park with, you know, the fan experience, the view of the bay, and all the unique features, I think they'll be able to incorporate the bullpen mounds off the field, but yet make it, you know, really appealing and unique for the fans. Could be a cool fan experience depending on where they put it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm even thinking about the visitors. They're less familiar with where the mounds are, so I can see why you think that.
Exactly. No, if you're coming here for the first time as a visitor, or like Dougie, you know, hasn't played a lot of corner outfield here, and you saw what happened in one of the first games that he played, you know, you're typically on fly balls, you're looking straight up. You're not looking down. And this is a challenging place to play in the outfield. With the wind blowing around, the ball's constantly moving. And it's not a place where you really want to take your eye off the ball to run to a spot and then look back up. You need to keep your eye on it the whole time. So, sure, we know that the mounds are over there, but you're not looking down at the mounds. And there's not really any foul. There's not any warning track before the mounds. So it's grass, 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 mound. So there's no warning other than maybe your peripheral vision, but you're so locked in on the ball that, you know, you're trying to make the out.
I just want to move on to a little happier moment where you came back and you absolutely raked in your first game back, and you wrote an Instagram post kind of thanking the people in your life. And since it's Mother's Day, I would love to talk to you a little bit about the women in your life. Caitlin, obviously, Paisley, your mom, Kathy. Tell me a little bit about the women who have helped you get to where you are.
Yeah, they're all incredible, especially Paisley. they're good. Obviously, my mom, I have three brothers, and my mom from a very young age, you know, helped me get to where I am today, taking me to practices and games and working with me, throwing me in the backyard and flipping side toss to me into the net and doing anything she could to make sure that I had the best opportunity, you know, even to this day. And then obviously Caitlin and I have been dating for a few years now, and she's been instrumental in moving back and forth and packing up apartments and making sure that I have everything I need. And last year, obviously with the concussion, she had a really hard time because she was out here on the West Coast by herself with me, and her whole family and my family was on the East Coast. And she went through some dark times with me. It was very difficult for her, and I can't thank her enough for everything that she did last year for me and putting up with me. And there's a lot of stuff off the field that was going on that made it tough on her. And having Paisley around, she definitely lightens the spirit of both of us and makes it fun and keeps us warm, and she keeps us entertained and occupied at all times.
Yeah, she looks like a real cute pup. And just full disclosure, I know your mom. She's a tough lady, and she raised a couple of really strong guys.
She did. She is incredible. Four boys, and she homeschooled us all at one point, and she's a tough lady. So kudos to her for everything that she's done to raising us four great kids, and obviously now she's passed the baton to Caitlin, and she's taking care of me now.
I think they work in tandem a little bit.
Oh, I think they do. I think they do. But Caitlin knows what she's doing. She's a great person. She has a great heart, and she does anything she can to make sure everyone around her has what they need and can do what she can to make their lives easier.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a great season.
Thank you very much, Carmen.
Yeah. More coming up on KMBR, the Esports Leader.